This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX, 3:08 on the dot. Happy Monday. We have weather coming in, as you know. I really think, I keep saying things that no one cares, because I obviously have no expertise, but I wouldn't be surprised, put it that way, that if you have school-age kids, that they don't go back until Thursday, because we're babies.
Well, yeah.
Right?
We do tend to...
Overreact.
Shoot first and ask questions later. And again, I understand it to a degree, though. Like, who was it, you, Dave, that said it earlier? Somebody said it in the somebody
was it smart?
Said it, that is, well, it's like, you know, you can get to school, but, you know, is getting home from school a problem or dangerous or whatever? You know?
This literally sounds like we walked back and forth up a hill, but we used to walk to school and back in the snow. I mean, I bet my mom and dad took me to school, and I'm not exaggerating, 10 times or less, like the entire time. It's all about what you're used to. It's all about standards. If that's what, because kids can walk to school in the snow, not a blizzard, but you can walk to snow in 3 or 4 inches.
How close were you to the school is the thing.
Mile?
Yeah. I mean, I know there are kids that still walk to school that still do it, but I think a lot are far enough away where it's like, yeah, we got to do the bus. We got to do mom and dad drop off and pick up.
Yeah.
Plus, I get the inclination to want to drop your kids off at school when you hear all these news stories where it's like, yep, my 9-year-old was walking home and the police stopped him and now he's being taken away from
me. I was driven to school 5 times and Phoebe has walked to school exactly none. So, I'm a complete hypocrite about that. We are on Facebook streaming now, and you guys are joining us, and it's fun, and it's cool, and it's distracting to you. A lot of people are saying, like, I'm not going to get any work done now because I'm showing my self-portrait that I drew, genius, and I'm drawing boobs on Rachel's grease board, so it's just going to be this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You'll get used to it. We'll get used to it, but until then, we're both performing for each other.
Until then, try not to get fired because we're simply too fun and you must watch us.
Yeah. Andrew was dancing to the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. Show him how you dance.
Give him some of this.
Wow, that's real Trumpian.
Give him some of this. Give him a little of that action.
He's moving and grooving.
Two hands forward.
You look good. I like that angle.
I'm still a little sore after being sick this weekend, and every bone I have is popping
you have.
This is the most I've moved in 5 days.
Man, I wish you could tell your story.
Yeah, I didn't hear it on the break. Like, how graphic are we talking here?
Extremely.
Extremely.
So you had to use a bucket, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was like...
Was that like day one?
That was like a couple hours into it.
Were you not at home?
I was not at home. Technically.
That's cute. Was he not at home? Like, he was at a friend's house. He's like, do you have a bucket?
Do you have a popcorn bowl for me?
I was at Kevin. Yeah. I was at Kevin's house and I needed to use his stainless steel bowl.
You can go in the outside.
The thing is, when you live with someone and you only have one bathroom, what happens when you both get the same type of toilet sick?
Well, boy, howdy, were we ever terrified of that. Now, that did not end up happening. My wife, and this is also another reason why I think it might have been norovirus, is that this is also consistent with the symptoms, that it's possible to have it and never really get stomach sick. You can also get extremely, like, head sick and very dizzy.
I didn't know that.
And, yeah, very, very dizzy, very, very, you know, difficult to even, like, stand up and navigate around the room.
They're working on a vaccine.
That is great.
Everyone would get that. Like, they always have to push us to get COVID and flu. Everyone's getting the butt sick vaccine.
Like I said,
are you here for the peeing at your butt vaccine?
I know a lot of people. I did not have COVID as bad as a lot of people did, but this was so much worse to me than COVID was. But she didn't get the same kind of sick that I did. So, but I was terrified of it. I was terrified that was going to become.
Well, that's why you have the bucket.
A giant issue.
Yeah.
I assume.
You're a grown man.
No, I needed the bucket.
That actually happened to us when Shannon was maybe a year old.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of us had it at the same time. And it was that. I don't know if it was norovirus, but it was that. And we were in a 1-2-bedroom, 1-bathroom apartment. And we're just praying that, you know, one wasn't in there because it was right. I got to be careful. Let's just say sometimes the sink was an option. Not for the rear bumper, but the, you know, front bumper. And bowls. You had bowls laying around everywhere. We had to have my in-laws come take Shannon and, like, keep her for a couple days.
Just the fact that you would even consider in the universe that the sink might be for the back bumper.
Yeah, no, I just want to be clear.
You're more athletic than I thought.
I want to be clear. Well, that was like 26 years ago. I was a little more nimble.
Now, I did that. I've told this story before. But when I was living in an apartment, when I was single and I was a lawyer, which always is amazing, the fact that I did these things when WashU had given me a diploma. But I wasn't sick. I was out of toilet paper. And rather than a normal person goes to Schnucks and buys more toilet paper, oh my God, I can't believe I'm gonna say
this.
Are
you regretting beginning to tell
yes,
the story?
Yes. Okay, are you? So. Yes. Let's just say that I had a bidet.
Oh.
That looked a lot like a sink. And so I was hopped up on the sink to bidet myself off, since I didn't have toilet paper, and the sink gave way fell,
no.
and it shattered, and the porcelain cut me up my back. Ooh. So now I'm just lying there, and the pipes are obviously shooting water, and I'm bleeding, and I'm just feeling so stupid, as I have many, many times in life, because I just thought, I did all of this.
Yeah.
Like, I could have just bought toilet paper.
Yeah.
At least you weren't like, no way to have prevented this. This is my destiny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was bound to happen.
Why didn't you get into the shower? Did you just want to be cool and use like the sink bidet?
Things make sense to me that don't make sense to other people.
Okay.
I get you.
Right?
I get it.
Yeah. And then when they are revealed,
you're like, oh.
It's like, how did I ever think that was going to be a thing?
When they are revealed.
Yeah. When you're lying in a pool of your own blood.
When, like, 30 years later, Rachel says you could have taken a shower. You're like, oh, yeah.
And right when you're on the inside of it, like, your judgment isn't 100%. In that moment.
There's my autobiography. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In that moment, judgment is not at 100%.
Yeah, there's our buddy Janelle.
Yeah.
She's regretting the timing of peeing.
Yeah, bad timing.
Aw, Tim says, love your show. Have been listening for years.
Oh, man.
Adrian and Leo are listening.
Yeah. So cool.
They're growing up fast now they heard these stories.
Yeah. Sorry, kids.
We're going to get another message that says
although
they
kids are like,
no
this is
listening.
The funniest stuff ever.
I'm just reading people's comments now.
That was just a silence while we all read the comments that are rolling in.
One of you sits on the edge of the bathtub and blanks in a trash can. Wow, Brandy. There's my kind of girl right there.
All right.
Yeah.
She explained it.
Listen, when you got to make arrangements, you make arrangements, man. That's just how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When the world is cruel,
what are you going
to
do?
You have to find a way. You have to find
You're
a way.
Like Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park.
Life finds a way.
Life finds a way.
It's like when Katie Cruz had her breast augmentation, and her doctor was a big fan of the show, and he knew that I always fiddle with things, like, here's my worry stone. And he sent me a fake boob, like an implant, which was awesome. Mr. Squeezy is what Phoebe named it. And I that night I had to go to a Spino's to make a personal appearance, and it was in a watch box because I didn't want to just be rolling around with a fake boob riding scrub.
Sure.
And about halfway to a Spino's, my nose blows up like it never had before, and I'm just nosebleed everywhere, and then I got pulled over. So I'm pulled over, covered in blood. Mm-hmm. Also next to me is a watch box covered in blood. Unbeknownst to the cop, it's full of fake boob.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Brian McKenna's chiming in.
McKenna has a computer.
You know he's got no shirt on, too.
That dude.
You know he's got no shirt at all on right now.
Man, that dude.
That dude is in good shape. He can be shirtless anytime he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the 4 o'clock hour when Dave goes shirtless, that's an extra charge.
How many do we say? 50,000?
Yeah,
50,000.
That's not like reachable, right?
Call your friends.
I'm about 30,000 away from that.
Dave's like,
that's very not reachable.
No, it's not.
It is reachable enough that I was like, that's a pretty low number to put on that.
There's so many nice comments coming in. You guys are the best. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, this is fun.
It's very fun.
We got a Toying Cost reference.
Jason says that's when it moves to OnlyFans.
And that's when I cash in. This has been a long con.
Yeah, you've been waiting for years.
Here's the thing. Let's say I did an OnlyFans where I no one else is involved. I'm just showing me.
Okay.
How long does it last? 2 weeks until people go, I got it. See,
I don't know. It depends on how much you're messaging people. I think that's how they make their money is like, it's not necessarily just posting the pictures. It's like,
it's the relationship.
Yeah. Like creating a parasocial relationship with the subscribers.
Parasocial.
From what I understand.
Yeah, you can
like
talk to them, I think.
Like
I
this. Mean,
some of them. Yeah. Well.
Not exactly like
not,
this.
Not exactly.
And the biggest OnlyFans stars aren't the ones replying to the messages. They're usually hiring AI. AI or like hiring their friend or something to respond to the messages, which is like.
Yeah. I could hire Andrew.
There you go. We are figuring so much stuff out on today's show.
It's you can spray
really
the oil.
Inspiring.
So well, I'm not spraying the oil. I mean, I can.
Oh, now
respond
now
to
you
your,
have standards.
I'll respond to your messages.
What are you doing, Wheels? Oh, you're showing him the studio.
We had a question if we were in the same room or not, and I just shown everybody, yeah, we're in the same room.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Although, starting tomorrow, Andrew will be in the control room.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be in a separate...
Will you be sad?
A little bit.
But we'll all be connected cameras.
Well, we've talked about this before. I'm going to be behind... My normal room is like behind like a glass wall.
Yeah.
So I miss all of the fun like...
On the break
stuff. I miss all of the like... You know, and then sometimes you guys will like make plans for us all, and then you'll forget that I'm not in the room. And
yeah, that's right. we sure do forget a lot.
There was like a work event one time, and you guys were like, I was like, so are we all planning on like meeting somewhere and then heading over? And you guys were all like, yes, we discussed this. What do you not get? And I was like,
you got to start paying attention.
Literally. And I was like, I was in another room.
Jennifer says, please tell me this will be a regular thing. Nope. Over today.
Nope.
Yeah. Today was the only time.
We're shooting our shot.
We should just close the stream now and never do it.
Nah, this stuff gets addictive, man. It's too much fun.
It's fun.
Like the
it's
Beatles
more fun
on top of Abbey Road.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is the last show.
Should have an Indian guy come in and shut us down like they did Ed Sheeran. Because that happened.
And carry us
I don't
off.
Know
I didn't
what
know
you're
that.
Referencing.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Ed Sheeran was playing in India. He was playing in Milwaukee and then an Indian guy. No, he was playing in India, like on the street, busking, I believe they call it.
Like before he was famous?
No, this weekend.
Oh.
And everyone was digging it, and then a cop came up and literally pulled the plug.
Aw.
Yeah. And Sheeran whipped his ass.
I'm sure he did.
That's how Ed Sheeran rolls. You okay?
Yes. Sorry,
okay.
I'm just responding to...
We're a little bit out of sorts.
Responding to Steve.
Yes, distraction.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. We are live on Facebook. We are streaming. We'll be doing this every day between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. until I get tired of it. but it's fun now. I'm digging it now. People saying hello from Tulsa and Tennessee. That's very cool. East Alton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Far more exotic than Tennessee.
I'll know I've made it when I hear from Hartford. That's what I'm holding out for.
Yeah, they don't have computers there.
Don't be mean.
Jeez.
Man, we go in hard on Hartford.
I'm not aware of any of this, like, East Side beef that you guys all have amongst each other?
There's
Ron G's got his Granite City. Like, is this real or are you guys making
that up? Here's the thing. Ron G thinks there's beef because Granite City has an inferiority complex.
Preach.
Some of it is maybe earned, some of it's not. But they think,
that was shading.
They think they're worse than everybody else, so they like to project that onto the rest of the East Side, the rest of the Metro East.
I don't know if that's. I don't know if they.
Hey,
think
Joe
worse
Chapman,
than-
greetings from Hartford.
Hartford's
right on, Joe.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I don't know if they think they're worse than. I mean, I get what you're saying, Andrew. I did live in Granite for a couple years, so I'm a bit protective of it. I don't know if it's like, oh, we think we're worse, so we're going to take it out on everyone else, though.
I'll tell you this much. When I was young, you went to Granite City looking for soccer players and rockers. Like when I was starting bands, that's where you found them, is Granite City, and that's where you found soccer players.
They got some really great restaurants in Granite City.
Yeah.
Also,
I miss Ravinelli's.
Ravinelli's is great.
Mrs. Siebold's.
Tacos El Manny.
Don't know it.
Spectacular Mexican food.
You're really changing your tune on Granite City here.
I never said I didn't like it. I said they don't like it. They
it
don't
sounded
like
Snagglepuss.
They're self-hating.
He does have that high-pitched thing.
Oh,
and I'm thrilled about it because this is the strongest my voice has been since like Thursday.
Yeah,
so I'm having fun.
You were struggling at lunch.
It's coming back. Needed to use it more.
And she's like, I just needed to talk more to strengthen it.
I know that feeling.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all. In really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 335. We are streaming live on Facebook. Lots of great comments. Really fun. Jason Marcus Grieve says, well, hey, I had no idea that Dave did these lives live. A lot of clients think that, too. Sandalwood says, this is so futile. Could be talking about life in general. We don't know. And then someone was asking about, could you at least give us a forecast? Yes, we can. Dave Murray joins us now. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I love the live stream.
Good.
Great.
I'm glad.
I've been checking in on it.
Good. Awesome.
We need to get you to join us.
Yeah. Could you join us one day?
I can do it all the time if you want.
You're the TV guy,
man. I would love it.
Let's get the TV guy on camera.
Just figure out how to do it.
Yeah. We'll make it happen.
You'll get to see me without makeup.
Hey, you'll get to see me with.
you can put some on if you want.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, but not real hoary. We'll keg it on.
Can we get Dave Murray into hair and makeup, please?
Okay, big deal here. Let's get going.
Okay, I'm going to break this up into two divisions. First of all, I want to go through the forecast without a lot of numbers, and then I want to go back and explain why I'm thinking what I'm thinking. Okay. So tonight, lots of clouds. There will be a little light snow flurries around from time to time. That's not the deal that we're really talking about, and it's no big deal, but we're going down to 10. Evening plans, think upper teens, because we're kind of there already. Tuesday, basically a cloudy and cold day. Snow will be developing mid to late afternoon, 15 degrees. That's for the high. The real focus is Tuesday night, periods of snow, most of the night. I'll get back to the numbers in a minute. 9 for the low. Wednesday, clouds going partly sunny and cold. 17 near zero Wednesday night, and Thursday, sunny and cold, 18 degrees. Now, here's what's going on. We're watching a very fast-moving storm system that's going to be moving across the area. Prime time, 5 p.m. Tuesday afternoon until 3 a.m. Wednesday night. So the prime time is Tuesday night overnight, the evening and overnight. Here's the battle. Very cold air from the Arctic. A wave of low pressure is going to ride along that dome of cold air, which is really heavy, producing the snow. Whatever we see is snow. It's all snow. It's a very dry snow, and that means snow ratios of 15 to 1 compared to our normal of 10 to 1. It's more like a Rocky Mountain type snow. Very dry, wind-blown snow. For the St. Louis area, this is by Wednesday morning, 3 to 5 inches of snow. The big snow, 8 to 12 inches, will be along and south of a line from Jeff City to Farmington to Chester. Less snow along and north of a line from Kirksville to Quincy to Carlinville, where the amounts could be under 2 inches. So it's a little weird. The heavier snow is going to be to our south, much less snow as you go to the north. Clearly big-time dividing lines. It's interesting because we're going to see this battle of this cold, dry Arctic air, which is very heavy. It sits on the ground, but this cold air goes all the way up in the upper atmosphere, and it tends to battle with any moisture coming up from the Gulf. Cold air usually wins these battles. And so even though I've got 3 to 5 inches right now, we may have to tamp that down a little bit as we go into tomorrow. We still have a lot of time to watch this play out. As for temperatures, bitter cold in place right into the weekend. Typically this time of year, the average high is 47. The average low is 29. So we're not even close to that. We're running about 30 degrees below average right into this upcoming weekend.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it. That's what I got. That's all I got for you.
Dave, how should the snow move around for driveway shoveling and road clearing purposes?
Should be super easy. This is the kind of snow you can use a blower on.
Nice.
Like a leaf blower. You could use blower on it. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very that's nice. A good double barrel. I got both.
Bone, dry air.
So not a lot of snowmen being built.
No, none at all. But great for getting a piece of cardboard and sliding down Art Hill.
Dave, anything, I don't want to push it too hard, but anything to look forward to?
Push.
Anything easy? Anything to look forward to next week as far as temperatures?
I think a little warmer. It will just depend on how much snow we see. That will really drive what temperatures are going to be. But we are cold at least through Saturday. We should be a little bit better. Will we get back to where we should be? Probably not, but we should be a little bit better.
Okay. Excellent. Heading to KU to see Phoebe for her birthday on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, so Saturday Night Live celebrated 50 years. Yesterday, they had a SNL 50th anniversary special with comedy, obviously, music, and the show's many, many famous friends. I have this on the show sheet. I used to be the biggest SNL dork. Like, I loved it. made sure to see every episode, even if I wasn't going to be home. It's like I'm going to catch the replay and I want to know what's going on. I did not watch a second of this 50th anniversary
special. Lack of interest, or was it stronger than that?
It was a lack of interest. I was just like, I just don't care to watch it. I don't know why, but I just fell out of love with it. And it does feel like a different show than it did even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But I was wondering where you guys came down with that too. Because I know a lot of people, they grow out of like their peak SNL years and then it's like, the show's bad. I always thought I would hang in through, you know, any cast because I liked the show so much. And now I'm just like, it's not for me.
Okay. Here's one of the worst things about my aging. You know how when you're a young person and you're having a party and the person next door calls the cops and you think it's just because you're old and crusty, no one's inviting you to a party. I'm kind of like that. And, it's no longer my party, SNL, although it was a 50-year anniversary, and they had a bunch of people back from... Because we all have our eras, right?
Yeah.
The early, early stuff was not my era because I was too young, and it was way over my head. And then I had my era, and then it got stupid, but I just thought it got stupid. It probably didn't. But everyone's so into it, and you know how I am. The more people that are into it, the less into it I am. So I kind of hate-watched it a little bit. I know. I feel terrible for that. I feel so stupid. Because this is Camo X's 100-year anniversary. It's my 25th year anniversary. We'll be doing some DGS Lives. We'll be celebrating it. And then if people are like, this sucks because blah, I totally get it. I understand. I don't know why I'm like that. But yeah, I kind of hate watched a little bit of it. And then I went and did something else.
Yeah, I haven't watched the whole thing yet. I watched it. We had kind of a surprise visit with our grandson, so he's here for a little bit.
Oh,
so we
cool.
only watched a little bit of it. Turned it off on the weekend update thing, which I do want to see. But I will get to it when I get to it. I found it kind of boring.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I decided I would rather play video games than watch it. And if anything's funny, I'm going to see it on social media.
Yeah, you're probably
right. Like, if there's
a
funny skit, if there's a funny bit, I'll see it. It'll be on Twitter. It'll be on TikTok. It'll be somewhere. So,
I do think, though, like music, I hate to just keep talking about aging, but like music, SNL is a great touchstone for where you are. Because I think if you tune into SNL and you go, this is dumb, my ear was so much better, you're probably somewhere around my age. Like, it just happened. And I think it's a great thing because it's happened now for 50 years.
Yeah, I think Wheels kind of really hit it on the head there, for me anyway. It goes viral so often where it's like, I'll see the best thing they put out anyway. And then most of their sketches are just referencing things I've already seen on the internet anyway. So it's just become less exciting for me. But, you know, do you guys think I should go back and watch the special? Dave Murray, what do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
Probably not.
I'm not sure I would go back, and I'm not sure I will get to the second half of it or the last, quarter of it.
Yeah, if you watch the highlights.
One thing I did find interesting and have not watched a lot of that either. I think it was Saturday night. They showed the very first one.
Yeah, I've seen that.
With George Carlin. And I watched it mainly just to see what the shelf life would be.
Gail says that she watched the music celebration. That was fantastic. I agree. I watched most of that, and I'm such a music guy. I guess I would have known this had you asked me the question, but I had forgotten how many genres SNL broke. They had the first hip-hop performance ever on national television.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
When they had Fear, the punk band, on, I had forgotten about that.
Yep.
Rage Against the Machine had put their flags upside down, the Navy sign for distress, and it was fascinating because they were yelling at them to take them down, and they said 7 seconds before they went live, the SNL crew ran up there, not the actors, but the crew, and tore them down, and you could hear it. Like, it was pretty... You might want to watch the music thing.
That does sound cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, even in the great years, because, I mean, I remember the earlier ones.
What was your era?
So, like, mine was probably the beginning of me was, like, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, same.
And I was pretty young then, but it was, like, early 80s, and then the crews that kind of followed that. But there were crappy eras then that even young people thought were crappy, like the Anthony Michael Hall era. No young people were like, no, it's really good. There have been times, but even when it was great, it's only partly great. You might get one great bit per episode, or maybe two, depending on who the guest host was. Like, even it's a highlight reel. And don't get me wrong, the brilliant ones are brilliant. Like, they're genius. Land Shark and Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger. Like, there are all kinds of brilliant bits in there. But there are also a lot of dogs that you're like, why did that ever get
on? And also, I think you have to remember that, like, when the Beatles did Ed Sullivan, Ringo was playing the backbeat, the four on the floor, like, for the first time ever. They were making up everything they were doing. Of course, it all goes back to the blues, but like when they were doing that British invasion rock, no one had ever done it before. When SNL started doing what they were doing, no one had ever done that before. I mean, people had done sketches in vaudeville and, you know, what's his face, had like Jack Parr and things like that, but they were making it up as they went, which was, you know, like performing without a net. Yeah. Pretty cool. Got one more?
Yeah, let's do one more story. So Pope Francis is showing some improvements amid his hospitalization for bronchitis. The Vatican reported that the Pope had a restful night and was following a modified treatment plan. So best of luck to him.
Seems like a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, you just hate to see him be sick like this. And they've been canceling different appointments and stuff. So hopefully everything turns around real soon.
Cool. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
All right. You bet.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 353. So we're streaming live on Facebook for the first time. Rachel's grandma just left us a comment, but it was dirty, so we had to flag it.
No, it was not. I love you, Grandma. Thank you for the comment.
See, I find that dirty. That's pretty cool. Your grandma's streaming?
Yeah.
That's fun.
No, she's actually quite tech savvy. She knows what she's
doing. I wasn't making
an
aspersion.
All right.
It's fine. I'm fine with your grandma. So we're going to cut it off today at 4 because we have the think tank coming in and we don't have enough cameras and it would just be kind of weird. Although I think we should try to figure that out because I think it would be fun to watch the people go back and forth and be able to see them. That's probably the best segment that we would do as far as just, you know, what it looks like. Couple of questions. You don't have time to think about it. What is the movie you have watched the most?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, gosh. I watched Toy Story a lot when I was a kid. Like, are we taking kid movies out of it?
Yes.
Okay, then probably The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Okay.
That's kind of my go-to anytime I just need to watch a movie. I'm like, all right, I'll watch that one.
Kevin, non-porn.
It's got to be Star Wars movies because they go back to the 70s. I mean, I watched them when I was a little kid, and I've watched them repeatedly ever since, so... I don't know if there's one that's more than the other. If I think one more common than the others, it might be Empire Strikes Back. But it's one of those three for sure.
Andrew?
I only heard part of the question because I was dealing with something.
The movie that you go back and watch the most.
Boy, that's a great question. Now, the movie I've seen the most is probably MacGruber with Will Forte.
Wow.
I've seen that movie like a couple hundred times, I think. But as for a movie that I would like to go back and watch the most, it's definitely got to be Lord of the Rings. Every weekend I'm like, nothing going on today. Today'd be a great day to watch one of the Lord of the Rings, but I just never give myself the like 3.5 hours it would take to really watch one of them. But boy, howdy, would I ever like to.
Mine's probably Interstellar. It's like a me and Nick thing. And he lived with me for a couple of years pretty recently.
That's
and
a
we
good
would,
movie, man.
Yeah.
It is a good movie.
I don't care for it.
What's wrong?
Andrew's like, the science is all wrong.
It's not, no, I'm not like Neil deGrasse Tyson or anything. I didn't really like it when it came. Now, I will say, I have since on like TikTok seen like clips of it, you know, when they just give you like 2 minutes of a movie or whatever. And I have enjoyed it more watching those tiny little clips of it. So maybe I misjudged it. Maybe I need to revisit it. I only saw it once. But when I saw it in the theaters, I don't know. I thought it was kind of boring. Man. And I thought the stuff that's like, you know, he gets in the parallel universe and sees his daughter. I don't know. What I thought that was weird and dumb, and I don't know. I might just be a hater, though.
I loved it when I saw it in theaters. I remember, like, driving home in silence, just, like, digesting that movie.
We missed it on IMAX. It was here on IMAX in December.
Oh, cool.
That would have been really fun.
Marty on the stream has a picture of his little pug as his profile picture, and I think it's super. It just popped up on the screen, and I thought it was super cute, so...
This is why we don't do streaming.
Distraction.
We're all distracted.
Let's see. Oh, there you go. You guys can see it. When he says Goodfellas, you see the little blep?
Yeah, I see the little pug.
There's
a blep.
He's cute.
He's a sweetie.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.